what has happened, the area through previous surveys since 2012 when there was a very large landslide has been surveyed geology-wise, and we identified red, amber and green, high, medium and low risk areas. Predominantly landslides occur in the red areas in the wettest part of the year, so we're talking about the December, January, February time. What has changed the game here is that this landslip has taken place in a green, low-risk area in the driest period of the year. It wasn't predicted, it wasn't anticipated, and that's why we are so concerned. What we've had is a traditional survey that has been undertaken. The LIDAR surveys are supposed to be the most up-to-date and accurate way of surveying. A laser is sent up with drones, and it doesn't matter what the tree coverage is. This fires between 10,000 and 80,000 images per second, and that can be compared with the traditional survey. We can then give us a better idea from the 212 and update our maps of risk area to see if there is further movement, and the LIDAR survey identifies further areas of risk. You can't put a price on a life, and if it's necessary for me to make a decision, there are around 150 properties in this area, and if I am provided with the expert independent advice that all 150 properties in that area are at imminent risk of people losing their life, if I have to take the decision to empty those properties, evacuate the people from them and demolish them to prevent further risk of loss of life, I will have no hesitation in doing that.